Hello, hello. Welcome to She Podcasts. I'm your host, Jessica Kupferman. And with me, as always, my beautiful, smooth, suave co-host, Elsie Escobar.
Smooth, suave, and green.
And green. And then our wonderful producer, John Jamingo. This is your game show host.
Yes.
He's our slave driver when it comes to, you know, get on mic, ladies. Stop moving.
Yeah.
You guys. Exactly.
Yep.
And do you see what you're doing to the audio production?
I feel like Jerry Maguire. Help me.
Stop it.
Help you.
As if on cue, my husband just sent me a link for something called BedJet, which is a cooling and warming system just for your bed. So you don't have to deal with night sweats. You don't have to deal with being too cold or being too warm. Because the blankie, I think, there's some kind of fan you can put in your blanket. Anyway, that's an amazing... It's just an amazing product.
Not sure how that would work.
It's an amazing... I don't care, but whoever thought of that is a genius. Okay, let's get into it. Let's hit it and quit, shall we?
It's like the seats. It's like the car seats that heat up your butt.
But somehow can dually do a bed where if I'm too cold and he's too hot or vice versa. Anyway, we never agree on the temperature, so that's why it's good.
I see.
And I'm sure that was invented by a married man.
I'm sure you're right. Let's hope. Okay, we have a lot to talk about today, none of which involves Joe Rogan. So if that's why you're here,
woo-hoo!
If that's why you're here, you can go ahead and hang up, because we're not talking about that today whatsoever.
No, we are not.
We're not. Besides that, you can hear conversations about that literally anywhere else. But no one seems to be talking about and all by
every men. Single man.
However, no one
that has a mouth has spoken about that other guy. So, or written articles about it. I challenge you, all those people that are listening right now, to send us some thought leadership on this situation, written or spoken about by a woman other than Kara Swisher, because she did talk about it on her show. Mind you, that's a co-hosted show. But anyway, go ahead.
But don't send it to us because we don't care. we don't Jeez. Care. But no one's talking about this news worthy item, which is about
is
the show.
A better called, story.
It's a much better story. This is a newsworthy item, is about the show Call Her Daddy. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Anybody in the chat right now, everybody, has anybody listened to the show Call Her Daddy?
Or are you familiar with their current drama?
In the chat, John, not in the actual show.
Because I've been down a rabbit hole of rabbit holes with this show.
It's a show by a 26 and 27-year-old women, Sophia and
26
Alex.
26 and 28, I believe.
Yes.
Their names are Sophia and Alex. They've been co-hosting the show for a while. They are with the network Barstool Sports. And as little as a few weeks ago, they were best friends. I don't know if they were roommates or not.
I think they were. That's why I'm like going, I wonder who's living where. Like, I'm so... Anyway, keep going.
They were roommates. They were friends. Their show is about sexual health and basically talking about who they're having sex with and dating nowadays and how it all works and whatever. And
can I explain what it's like? It's kind of like Love Line, you guys, but without Dr. Drew. Like, there is no Dr. Drew. It's just the other guy. What's the other guy's
name?
Adam Carolla. But now Adam Carolla has morphed into a 26 and 27-year-old
girl,
women, and they are both, like Adam Carolla, talking about dating and sex and random things for an hour or so, because sometimes our shows are really long. So that's kind of like the vibe of what it is. It's sort of like, I think it's kind of like our show to some degree, though, Jess, except that we're old and we don't get as risque about talking about sex specifically.
Well, because married people don't do that in public. That's why. But
that is correct. Yes.
Yeah. So at least these two married people don't do it in public. Some do, but we don't. So they were about to sign or renew their contract with Barstool Sports, which was their network. And then somehow everything went to shit. And there are a couple articles that we'll post in the show notes so that you can read the entire saga. But basically, they went to sign. When they went to renegotiate, Sophia found out that Alex was making more money than her, significantly more, like $50,000 more. And that is because she edits the show and does the social media marketing. So quietly, she either negotiated or renegotiated a different salary. Now, keep in mind, one of them makes Sophia's salary was like $466,000 a year. And Alex's was like $505,000 or something like that. Like, it wasn't that much difference, but it was different. I believe they found that out in the meeting. And then I'm a little cloudy about it. So then Sophia left that meeting and got them another meeting with Wondery with the help of a friend that they're calling Suit Man.
No, not a friend.
A boyfriend. Her boyfriend,
the
right?
The boyfriend.
Right.
Right.
Which I think is a problem here.
I agree.
The boyfriend of the other girl, mm-hmm. woman,
right. is now Yoko Ono-ing by, yeah, he's now Yoko-ing by setting up a meeting with Wondery with like, he probably what happened is if we had to guess, he buzzed in Sophia's ear about how they should be making more money and that he could get them more money and maybe even get a commission, if I had to guess. And so he got them a meeting with Wondery, which Alex didn't want. Only Sophia wanted that. And then to make a very long story short, not that we have to, but just to sum up so you guys know what we're talking about, because they took that other meeting, Barstool Sports started talking about how they're greedy and hungry and ungrateful. And then Sophia and Alex talked amongst themselves and realized that they were just valuing their show and what they wanted out of it differently. So then Alex went and signed with Barstool Sports without Sophia. She now has her own show called Call Her Daddy. And Sophia does not exist in the podcasting space as of now, I guess, unless she's going to do her own show, Wondery. Is that about sum it up?
Kind of, but there was a little, the latest episode for Call Her Daddy, as of right now, you guys, I don't know what number it is. You can actually hear directly from the founder of Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
Like, he breaks it down, all of the stuff that she just said from his point of view. So there are, it's not exactly how you mentioned it, Jess, but I do appreciate you like following it all in there. There's just like some nuances. And then also Alex has a 30 plus minute video on her YouTube channel where she also breaks it down step by step of how everything went down, why she made the decisions that she made. And she's completely transparent. Mm-hmm. What I haven't seen at all has been Sophia's side of the conversation.
But
here.
I thought she did some kind of Instagram nonsense in the first place.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. I haven't seen anything that has to do with Sophia anywhere.
I thought she is the one that addressed it first. Let me take a look.
No, I think the first time that it was addressed, it was their contracts were leaked to the New York Post. And the inference was that the boyfriend, Peter something or other, is the one that leaked it because he's an HBO exec of some kind or
Peter
HBO
Nelson,
something or
HBO sports executive.
Yeah. And so like he kind of had a tie-in to some degree. I don't know. Who knows? This is all speculation. He leaked it to the New York Post because they wanted the contracts to be out there. And they were the newer contracts where they were getting paid $75,000 a year. And that made it seem like Barstool was taking advantage of them. But that's not really mm-mm. how much they really actually got paid when they renegotiated the first time.
Right.
And they got some extra money and all this stuff. So it was really like a hit piece, if you will, on Barstool Sports mm-hmm. that went out on the New York Post to make the
New York Times
those guys look bad. Right.
Yeah. And there's this whole thing that so Sophia and Alex together did a whole like free the fathers, like they couldn't talk legally, but they were being held hostage or some nonsense like that. They made a really big deal about it on Instagram.
Or on their show.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
they
on
had a
their
whole show. They have shows. They have it's all chronicled, which is the crazy part, you guys. It's like doing, isn't it, John, like a reality show? Like it's a reality show, but in all the places.
Well, they didn't do it on the they did not do it on the podcast. They were talking.
No,
They were very cryptic. And then the last show that they did together, Sophia said, oh, my God. And she read a text from Suit Man. And she says, this might be it between Suit Man and I. And that was the last time we heard about that. So what happened was that Suit Man got a bunch of people together and then went to Wondery and tried to backdoor Barstool Sports. The thing was that Barstool, in this time of COVID-19, they were just trying to keep – that show was 35% of their total revenue for Barstool Sports.
It got – I mean, they were – you guys, they got big. Like, they started about a year ago, and they hit – a nerve. Like their, whatever that was going on, their chemistry, their demographic, their ability to put on a show. Alex's, you know what? Hats off to Alex because she does a fantastic job editing a show that way. I don't know, John, I'm sure you heard her video when she was talking. You know, they record for 3 hours. They record for 3 hours and then Alex sits there and edits down to mm-hmm. an hour. Mm-hmm. And she edits down in a way that she takes out anything that's boring. She literally said, I wanted to edit my audio show like people nowadays edit YouTube channels where it's like real hard cuts and like no stop and just go, 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 go. So she spends like, you guys know what it takes to edit something that's 3 hours long into an hour. You guys all, most of us know that are listening here, like what that does. So she's spending all this time curating all that. And I think that she really nailed it. They do a fantastic, if you guys want to know how to do great ads, they do fantastic ads on their show. Mm-hmm. They're so good. I wanted to buy all the things.
And they're friends. You can tell that they're friends. They were friends through the whole thing and they knew each other and they were all friendly. And the thing that's heartbreaking about this is not only that they lost a friendship, but now Alex is going to have to try to do a show by herself. And that's, as we all know, that's not easy if you're used to playing off of somebody else.
So I just have to say this, though, because Elsie gave me the homework of listening to one of the more recent Together episodes. It was like 79, where they're just chit-chatting about who they're dating, et cetera, and so forth. But there are competitive undertones there, and they're subtle. But you know me, I like to be an amateur psychologist, so... So like at one point, Alex said something about some guy that liked her and Sophia goes, how do you know he liked you? And he wasn't just coming after me. And she goes, oh, you're right. He totally could just be going through the blonde to get to the brunette. You're right. I have no like, but I think it was sarcastic, but it was also like, shut up, bitch.
I totally missed that. I did not even
I could tell.
That.
There was another one too. It was another slight dig. You know, that I think either Sophia did it or Alex did it, but there was something there that you and I don't have. There was some kind of competitive, like, who's hotter, who's funnier type thing happening that's subtle, but I heard it a bunch of times and I was like, ooh, that's interesting. And then when it, like, when I was reading about how it all fell apart, it didn't not make sense to me. Like, I know that's a double negative, but I mean, I'm not saying it makes total sense. I'm saying it didn't not make sense, which is different. Right. Like it's subtle, but.
Well, they had a rooftop meeting in the middle of all this. And the guy from Barstool said, look, I need some revenue here. So let's keep this going. I'll give you the IP and I'll give you the RSS feed. And, you know, after a year, you can go, you can walk. But he needed that money right away. So they were renegotiating the contract. They gave him everything they wanted. They each one of them was going to make $500,000 a year, or maybe it was $1 million. It might have been $1 million a year.
No. It's
no,
$1 million.
$500,000 for each.
Okay.
Yeah. 20% on the merch or something. And they got the IP, which they would have owned Call Her Daddy.
By the way, IP, first of all, is intellectual property, not the IP address, first of all. Second of all, most people on a network do not own their intellectual property. Like,
they
just
should.
As an example, Stuff Your Mom Never Told You, they have switched hosts. Before the show belongs to How Stuff Works Network and now iHeartRadio. But lots of networks don't, just because you're the host of a show doesn't mean you own that show. It means nothing of the sort. So
they started this show, just the two of them. And they had it out and they did like 5 or 6 episodes. And the owner of Barstool listened to it and went to them and said, hey, listen.
But look at Art of Charm.
Right. And Alex is like, you know, I'm not making any money. And they offered her $75,000. And that at the time was the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. But like Art of Charm, Jordan got fired. He was the host of Art of Charm. He got fired from his own show. Like his staff fired him and he went off to do the Jordan Harbinger show because he doesn't own Art of Charm. Just like these guys don't own Call Her Daddy.
Right. Which they didn't know. But I'm sure that if they ever decide to go to another show, they'll make sure that they own the show.
So it was important to Alex to retain the IP. It was important to Sophia. That didn't
matter
to
make more money. And I think this is where I get really muddy, you guys. And honestly, as much as this is about, you know, the goings on in the entertainment industry and negotiations and money and podcasting and people paying attention and, oh my gosh, these women are doing so great and they're stars. I think that the compelling information here for, especially for Us She podcast, and I don't want to reduce it to this, but oh my God, is that number one, two best friends. Number two, boyfriend sticks his head where he doesn't belong.
Right.
Number three, he creates a rift in between the two BFFs.
Yep.
And then the women break up.
The women break up. And now
I don't know how many times this has not played. I know this played in my life. There has been a guy who has come in between me and having another woman, like meaning another friend. And this has happened so many different times because I don't know. And yeah, he might be an HBO executive, but at the same time, it's like, dude, do you even know podcasting? Number one, they had no idea what they were getting into. And I think that it got in her, her head.
Yeah. I found the article that describes how it fell apart. Okay. So it's a 2-year-old podcast. They became known as co-hosts, roommates, and best friends. So they did live together. Barstool owns the trademark to their brand, and they were in the middle of a 3-year contract. But rather than honor it, they decided they were going to stop recording early April. The feud was stirred up by Franklin's boyfriend, HBO Sports Executive Vice President Peter Nelson, 38, claiming he has been advising them behind the scenes. They were offered a deal with Wondery, which was orchestrated by Peter. He was quietly shopping them, even though they were still with Barstool. A rep for Wondery did not comment because they're smart, nor did Nelson or Franklin. Through a representative, Cooper declined to comment. But Barstool Sports founder told the Post he was prepared to negotiate. We offered them mid to high 6-figure salaries and a way for them to get the international property. The insider said the deal was appealing enough to entice Cooper, but not Franklin. She wanted to return to Alex wants to return to Barstool, work through the contract, but Sophia balked, which stoked the bad blood between them. On Monday, Sophia agreed to the financial terms of Barstool's offer, but hasn't heard back from them. She wants to continue the podcast with her friend 50/50. So she must have changed her mind at some point because now she's trying to get back with them.
But nobody was able to get a hold of Sophia the entire time.
Meanwhile, another call her daddy's source confirmed the pair are no longer pals. They're estranged, and a lot of it is Peter's doing. In late April, they launched the Free the Fathers hashtag and tweeted, "Legally, we can't speak out yet. What we will say is we will never leave you, daddy gang. The minute we can speak, we will." But yes, it's very ugly. They're not speaking. And Alex has a contract now, and Sophia does not.
To me, again, the dude came into the game and started to like stoke the fire saying, you guys are being underpaid.
Yeah.
This is such low money that you should be getting more and more and more.
Which really, he doesn't know dick about podcasting, let's be honest. He's a sports executive for HBO, which is a completely different thing. I don't know who he thinks he is.
Totally. And then, you know, when you watch Alex's YouTube video, which we're going to have the link in the show notes, which I watched from the beginning to the end, the entire thing, I watched the whole thing and I listened to everything she had to say. There's a part of that that I understand that feels a little weird, especially with the whole, like, you know, even the rest of the Barstool people are going like, oh, these women are getting taken advantage of. Like, there was some talk within the Barstool.
Were they, though? Were they?
The other, no, but listen, because of the fact that they're negotiating with, like, sports people. Okay, but now given that, what really irked me is the fact that I think, you know, Alex sat down and she was like, I made this decision for myself. I really sat with the money and I was like, this is enough. This is enough for me. I'm happy with this. What I think was missing is because the boyfriend was chatting up the other chick and saying like, no, 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 this is not good. You should not be. And then it kind of makes you, I can tell you that I've had that happen in the past and you start to doubt your own thoughts and you don't make your own decisions. You decide to go, well, he knows better. He knows better. He's
been around
the block.
And then it like risks
the
relationship if you don't take their advice because they're being pushy SOBs. And also he's 10 years older than her.
Right. I think 12. I think that she's the wait.
Oh, she's
who's the 20?
One?
Whatever.
I don't know.
There's one. She might be the 26-year-old. I cannot remember.
No, she's Sophia's the 28-year-old. And then the other thing is,
okay,
you don't think that
Peter's still, though, that's 10 years.
Right. You don't think Peter's going to get a commission on this whole deal with Wondery? You don't think he's going to make a boatload of money?
Will.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So that's why if they've signed back with Barstool, he gets bupkis. If they go to Wondery, then he gets a, you know, I don't know, whatever manager gets or whatever, 10% maybe.
Right.
That's a lot of money for him.
I think that the other aspect of this, which was that his reputation, this is Peter's reputation was going to be sullied because he went to bat for these girls and he promised them, but promised the people who he was negotiating with that he had control or like that he had access to. And this was a no, like it was a not a stupid deal, meaning like these women were ready to go, like whatever that was. And so if this deal did not go through with both of them, it was going to reflect back on him. Mm-hmm. And I think that could you imagine you go back with your hub, with your boyfriend who is now looking bad in his profession because you and your BFF are not coming to terms. And I'm sure he's bad mouthing Alex. I mean, I'm just looking at the total like interpersonal communication here of everyday stuff. It's too much. I just wish that they would have been able to let be alone, gotten a little bit of advice from people about how to handle this and made choices based upon what was going on with what they were going through without having the love thing, right? Mm-hmm, because I think mm-hmm. that when you get intimate with an executive from somebody who's trying to negotiate your contract, that's why people are not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that maybe, just maybe, Sophia will come to her senses, kick.
Well, it sounds like she did, but they're not talking.
Yeah, she will kick.
I mean, I'd be pissed.
Superman to the curb and then, you know, go. And maybe, listen, I don't think, you know, when people are really good friends like that, I think that can be repaired because it's over a long amount of time. They've been friends for a long time.
I think they're realizing they didn't know each other as well as they thought.
Could be.
And you know what? We're not taking into account what it's like to be young, single, porn star hot, living in New York with tons of attention on us out of nowhere. Like they haven't really had time. I mean, yes, they're roommates. Yes, they're best friends. But their entire relationship is built off of dishing on their dating life for huge audience. Like, I bet you a lot of their conversations offline are about, you know, I don't think they're about how they can change the world with their voice, right? It's a lot about like, how can they get more attention? What should they talk about this time?
Right.
You know, like fashion. I mean, I'm sure that they have totally different conversations than what we have. So I guess I'm bringing it to us though, as far as like, could something like that break our show apart? Do you think?
Dude, we're too far into this crap.
We've been doing it a long time without fame.
We're too old. Yeah. Without the fame. But we're too old to be getting, you know what I mean? It's like, meaning we're not too old as in like we're too old to get offered this amount of money, mm-hmm. but we're too wise. Like we've gone through that crap. We are able to kind of negotiate and be able to see the importance of things. Especially when it comes to like she podcasts, because we recognize how powerful that is, especially now. Like right now, we didn't know when we started She Podcast that it was going to be what it is now. And crazily, the brand itself, the IP that we have for She Podcast is so, I think it's really valuable.
It is valuable. But also let's compare to these women. Like if somebody pulled me aside and wanted to do a deal with me only, or wanted to deal with both of us, I'm 85% confident that I could negotiate a deal for you without you there. I know exactly what you want. I know what's important to you. I know what your core values and ethics are. I know what you'll stand for and what you won't stand for. Like I know how much advertising you'll take. I know how much traveling you want to do. I know how much money you need to make in order to live comfortably. I know, you know, your lifestyle enough to know, but also we don't live together. So maybe that's why, like if we were roommates, maybe it would be different, but.
So now you see that Jess is the Sophia of this relationship because she's going to go doing all the negotiations for Elsie.
No. I'm saying
no,
I
no,
could.
No, because I'm saying think that I Sophia could. Was,
that's what
she
you
had
just
a
said.
List. Like, no. I think Sophia didn't know how to do this. Her boyfriend gave her a list.
Right.
Jessica Kufferman is going to walk into that room and she has made that list.
Yeah.
And I trust her implicitly to have put that list together. I don't think she's going to have like people like talking in her ear going like, you know, you should really ask for this. Also, the whole money thing of one getting paid more than the other.
I was just going to say this. Go ahead.
It's like, no, but when it comes to like Alex at this moment, Alex was like, she was editing this. Like she was living the show the same way that we all do.
We are just equal with our work
right now.
I don't know that we are, but if it were us, I'd have negotiated for you to get more. That's also the difference between us and them. If you were editing the show and doing all the social media, I know you do the show notes. I'd be like, she needs another 20 grand for doing that. I would never be like, well, I do this. So
what about
I should
your editor
probably
here?
Get more money. Huh?
What about your editor now? Your editor now gets nothing?
Well, we can negotiate
all right, listen,
for editor
let's
now.
Let's not make it about you.
What?
No, but what I'm saying is like there's always been a balance to that. You know, there's always been a balance. There's also some things that Jessica does better and she actually likes better to do some things better than I do. There's things that I love to do that she hates. And
true.
So we
also
just happen to have the opposite desires. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But what I got a sense of, and
but
again,
no
I haven't heard Sophia's side of it. I don't see her doing much of anything. She was like the attachment. And I don't think in this relationship, Jess and I neither one of us is a keychain.
No, not at all.
You know?
Maybe different aspects. Maybe in different aspects of what we do. Right. But we're kind of, I mean, at least what we have mapped out for the next 5 years, like we are building a, I guess you could say an empire that requires both of us to be equals. Right. We don't even know how it's going to affect us necessarily. But I do know that there will be enough stuff for us to do where we couldn't possibly like shirk responsibilities. And not to say that Sophia did.
Right.
But
I don't know. It's just when you get that much money involved, when there's that much, I mean, millions of dollars over the next whatever year that it was going to be. I don't think you can even fathom what you would do because you're not in that situation. You can say, yes, I wouldn't do this and all. But when Alex saw that the whole deal was going to go down, you know what I mean? And then there was going to be a big giant battle. The Barstool was going to sue Wondery. And then so then the show could have went down and that would have been the end of it. And she said,
all right, so
I think she just said, listen, I'm going to take this deal because
if she were Jessica and Elsie, here's what would have happened. She saw that the deal was going to disappear. And rather than sign to do the same fucking show without her partner, she can sign to do a different show that doesn't involve Sophia. That is, if that were to happen with us,
right,
and they wanted to take one of us as the talent, we still wouldn't break the She Podcast like seal of trust and approval. We if I were going to do that to her, I would just be like, well, you can sign me to do a different show, and then if Elsie wants to come around with Call Her Daddy or whatever we're talking about, then she can. But either way, you'll still have my talent and vice versa. Like if I was like balking at the money or pissing around about other people, Elsie could totally sign with them and do like the Yogi Mama show or whatever the fuck.
But and part of it is that even when they were shopping it over to Wondery, I guess they had a new name. It was something like The Fathers. Like that's what they was going to be called.
No, they are The Fathers because they're Call Her Daddy. They are the Daddies.
That's what I'm saying. It was going to change from Call Her Daddy to The Fathers.
That's weird.
That's what they were going to call it at Wondery.
Yeah, they couldn't use any of the branding that they did, they couldn't use any of the names that they called their fans or anything like that.
Right, so we would have to change, like, you know, the Super Squad and, like, the Sheepy Super, like, we would have had to change, like, absolutely everything. Mind you, we would negotiate some money for Patrick Keller, wouldn't we? He is our warm-up guy. He is our official heckler.
Yeah.
He does need to have a little bit of something.
Yeah, I guess.
Think? Yeah, we could do that.
Stephanie says, I don't understand why the situation's anyone's business except the two women. If this happened to two men, no one would care. They would just say, hey, that's business. That's not true, because when it did happen to Jordan Harbinger, everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
It has happened to two men. It happened with his show. It happened with the Game of Thrones podcast. Everyone was talking about that when that blew up. That was a long time ago, like 4 years ago.
We all love drama. We love the drama. This was nothing but drama. I could not stop watching, listening. I even went down other rabbit holes, found other videos that you didn't even talk about and was listening and watching them. I mean,
John.
I'm subscribed. I can't wait. The show comes out Wednesday. Apparently, she's recording tomorrow.
So you want to hear what she's going to do? Huh?
I want to hear what she's going to do. Yeah, I'm in. I'm 100% into this show.
I'm not in at all. I hate reality TV. I don't give a fuck what these, you know,
well, you're a bit of a
blood dolls do.
You're a bit of a prude. You can't handle that kind of talk, that kind of sexual talk that they talk about on that show.
That's not true. I can handle sexual talk. I just, you know, the youngest one was in high school with my daughter.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I understand that part of it. But, you know, to me, I just think that this is it's amazing just how many layers this is. The boyfriend, the trying to shop a show behind their back. The two friends are now not friends anymore. The amount, you know, not having the IP and how much that means in money, how much they were generating. They were generating $100,000 a show in advertising.
You know what else I find interesting? Not to change the subject, but Barstool Sports came out and said they were two of the most unprofessional people they've ever worked with, and then signed Alex like the next day.
Of course, because that's what guys
do. Well, that's because it's like, it seems like to me, and see, again, I didn't want to like judge on the brand, meaning not the brand, the company, because it's like one of those, like Barstool Sports is something I've never heard of, nor would it ever be as part of my ecosystem in any way. We are not, like at all, like everything that it represents, it's something I don't live in my life every day. So it's not something that I'd be like, oh my God, I wish I was by Barstool Sports. I would assume even just watching or hearing the conversations from the guy, the boss dude, whatever he calls himself, he calls him the presidente or something. Like there's just so many optics there where I'm just like, the dude, he's just a dude, man.
He's very like, full of himself. He thinks he's the cat's meow. The bee's knees.
And like the, anyway, whatever. I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. But given all of that stuff too, though, he'd be so stupid to drop that on it. And the other thing is that he kept saying on the podcast, on the latest podcast, that he really just wanted to get this done because he needed to get his staff paid. It's his biggest show at this moment, and he needed to pay his people, and he needed to get money in.
He gave them such a sweet deal, and then she still walked away from it. And they had this rooftop meeting, and on their way, they were walking from the rooftop meeting back to their apartment. And the girls were talking, and Alex was saying, the issue is that I want to take the deal, and I want to be with Barstool. And Sophia was like, I don't want to be with Barstool. I don't want to take any deal.
I found a Sophia response. This came out on May 19th. This sex podcaster says she got screwed by her best friend. Sophia Franklin, one half of the Call Her Daddy, broke her silence about the drama behind the breakup of her smutty show with her friendship and co-host, Alexander Cooper. On Tuesday afternoon, she took to her Instagram stories to accuse Cooper of stabbing her in the back while they were renegotiating their contract. Franklin also claimed they looked for outside deals to benefit their fans. I found out that Alex went behind my back and did something, and I found out it wasn't the first time, and that's why we're here. I trusted Alex, and I feel betrayed.
I don't know if I agree with that.
That's interesting, considering she's the one that's shopping.
Right, that she was shopping the show with the boyfriend.
She's the one that had the boyfriend that took him to Wondery.
Right, who's stabbing who in the back?
Well,
I mean,
I can understand that they gave her more money for editing the show and doing the
social
media stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't tell her. That's another something I would never do. Well, negotiate a different salary and not be like, by the way, Elsie, they're going to give me $20,000 more for this. And like, I just need to be cool with you.
Alex did give her behind the scenes on that, on like where her process was. She did negotiate a bigger salary. She was in a conundrum whether or not she should tell Sophia or not. She went and asked her mom. Her mom said, listen, this is a big decision and it's going to be, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You need to make this decision for yourself. And she decided not to tell Sophia.
So that was a lie of omission.
Yes,
she lied.
That was a lie. She decided not to tell Sophia. I don't know how I would feel in my stomach. I would not be able to continue. Like, I'd feel like nauseous every time I looked in your face.
Exactly. It's a lie. She did stab Sophia in the back simply by not telling her. Not because she made more, not because she did more, but because when that happened, she wasn't forthcoming about it. And that's, if you choose to withhold the truth, that's still a lie.
You're still making $460,000. One of the things I wanted to bring up was that the girls have like, I forget how many millions of Instagram
each
followers.
Each have like a million.
So they've become influencers where they don't even need Barstool. Someone was saying they could make $10,000 to $20,000 an Instagram post.
You probably do.
Yeah, they could.
Right.
I mean, when I was watching Alex's video, I was going like, that's a really cute sweatshirt. What is she wearing? What's that sweatsuit she's wearing? I want it. It looks so cute.
Yeah, and she was in a full sweatsuit because she'd pull her knee up and you could tell the sweatpants were exactly the same as the sweatshirt.
Exactly. That's what I was looking at. The other thing is like they've hit a perfect demographic. Not only are they like, again, you're listening to them. They are, you know, they are a little youthful for my taste. I have to say, I do not necessarily like their accents or the way that they speak to each other. And oh my God, like there's that sense. Or I'm just like, oh, but I also understand that this is their age. They're in their mid-20s, mid to upper 20s. At that time, they're young. Mm-hmm. They're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They're smart for the most part.
Well, are they?
And Alex knows how to edit and do all the things. And yeah. I mean, there's just so much that they have going on too. It's not so. And I think that Alex also has a really good sense of like how to position herself, how to look great, how to, you know, her Instagram is beautiful. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous. And she's got gigantic boobs. And I mean, and I know that I shouldn't be like, that shouldn't be a thing, but unfortunately, it's a thing for the world. It's a thing for the world.
Okay.
People love boobs.
People do love boobs.
And if you have bigger boobs, they're like boobs, right? So anyway. Yeah.
I think their mistake was not going in for the year, getting the IP and the RSS feedback, having the brand, and then being able to use that brand to make even more money. I think that's where the mistake was made. And I do believe that Suit Guy was the main catalyst in this because he didn't want to go with Barstool. He couldn't make any money if he went to Barstool. And he talked, unfortunately, he had talked to Sophia and got her all twisted up in this thing. And that, and the one that's out in the cold right now, Sophia, she's not making anything.
Well, she, it seems like she did get an agent. And I guess that they're kind of shopping her around too to see if she'll do her like a show. And also, even Barstool said if Sophia wants to come back and Sophia wants to do a show, we'll get her set up. And he literally said, we'll get her set up. We'll have somebody do all the production for her and she could just do whatever she wants. He said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like the option, I guess, is there for some of that.
Yeah.
But I think, though, Jess, in order for us to continue now, I think that we should focus on one way that they could really make money. And at the same time, we can talk about our sponsors, which would be for these women to have had created some kind of membership something or other.
Wow, that was subtle.
For their daddies.
That
right?
was very,
don't you think?
Very subtle. Yes.
All the daddy people, all their daddy whatever, they could have this extra special access to what these women would have been offering, some inside scoops about stuff, deeper conversations behind the scenes, all behind a paywall. And what, who do we know that does something like that, Jessica?
Well, you guys should take a look at Memberful.com is who she's referring to. They are an online platform that makes it super, super easy to sell memberships to your audience. And it's being used currently by some of the biggest creators on the web. You can use Memberful to build sustainable, recurring revenue by selling access to a members-only podcast. It works with your existing podcast. You don't need to change your workflow. It's super easy for listeners to subscribe in their favorite podcast player. And it includes everything you need to run a great membership program. Custom branding, gift certificates, Apple Pay, free trials, and tons more. So that's pretty cool. So let's go to memberful.com/podcast. It talks to you exactly about how to do this for podcasting. It's private podcasting. That's what they call it.
I love it. I mean, it's like, this is something that they could have very much added to the mix. I mean, think about just what people would have wanted to know, like what was left on the cutting room floor. I mean, Alex was talking about that they were recording for 3 hours and it went down to 1 hour. And for the super fans, I'm sure they would want all of that extra, like whatever that would have been, all the bits, all the stuff that they might have cut out. All of those things are so important. And I think that that's something that you, and again, Jess, we've been trying to build our thing too. We see what that looks like when it comes to, when you start to create something like this for your own. We talked about Replay FM last episode, and something that they do is like, they actually have like a network of shows, right? And what's really cool is that you can either sign up to kind of donate money or whatever for each show, like meaning like your favorite is like the Pen Addict podcast, which is one of my favorites. Like maybe I want to just support that show, or you can support Relay FM in total so that if your donation actually gets split up into all of the separate shows that they have in there, they have all of the stuff behind the scenes. It's just a wonderful way for you guys to really take control of what you have going on. Mm-hmm. With your stuff.
Yeah. So check it out. Memberful, memberful.com/podcast. Check them out and let us know what you think. We love them.
this is going to be a really quick conversation now, but in episode 79, I don't know if you got to this part, but you know how they were talking about that this new thing that I didn't even know existed that's called OnlyFans? Did you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Did your eyes get opened by this thing? Jess, did you make it that far when they started to talk about OnlyFans?
No.
Was
No, I don't think I could take it anymore.
Quite an education.
Dude, so this is not for the faint of heart, people. This is a totally, I was like, what? So it's I guess, this service where you, I guess, put your link. The best way to bring people is like you put your link inside of your Instagram profile. And this in OnlyFans thing is like only your fans get to see sexy pictures of you. And you get an opportunity to do them like totally risque as you would want. But people pay, like you can do that for free. But people are giving you a membership for that, like $5 a month, $10. You can ask them for however. And if somebody requests something from you, you actually give them whatever it is they requested and you get that money. There's like a woman who's making like, I don't know how much money they were talking about, like $100,000 a month from memberships. From men, of course, that just want those bonus pictures.
Of course, she says.
And they're not even like, they were talking about like, a lot of them are like not even naked. They're kind of almost, but not quite. So I was just like, what? So yeah, that's like a big thing. And it seems to be coming up lately because of the quarantine. People are like, I'm going to pay for that.
It seems like it's Patreon for sex workers. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
You're not wrong.
No.
You're not wrong.
Yes.
You're not wrong. And I guess the women feel safe because in signing up for this thing, it essentially says that if at any time any of the pictures that are being shared on OnlyFans go anywhere else outside of that, they have like the full backing of the law. Like, I don't know how they're going to police all this stuff, but all I'm saying is that the women doing this are feeling safe and empowered because they just have like all of these things. And anyway, I just thought like,
yeah, they
wow.
can take legal action against somebody that releases content from OnlyFans outside into the public. So they can,
right.
You know, they can have legal action against it, which again, I think it's great. And listen, if you're of age and that's what you want to do and you're a sex worker and you want to make money that way, hey, who am I or who is anybody else to judge?
There's like, and it's funny because I think I didn't think about it, but it is. It's like a Patreon for sex workers. And there's some people making a lot of money, man.
$100,000, was it a year? $100,000?
It was obnoxiously like a lot. It was like something a little extra. And so what they do is they have the regular Instagram feeds with like a little something like where you're like, ooh, that's so pretty. You know, she's so cute or whatever. And then like if they have a link to OnlyFans, then you can just go there and then like pay them to see all extra stuff.
All the things.
All the things.
All the things.
The nakedness.
Anyway, that was like I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either.
And I guess what trick, like, I was like, what? They were giving tips of how to take the pictures and when to take, like, they were like, I was like, what? Like, so one day, like, so the best time to take these pictures is, I guess, after you go get your hair done or after you finish. So then you have all these outfits and then you have your own little photo shoot at home. And you change clothes and you do all these sexy poses. And then you have like a slew of them that you could just push out.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh gosh, there's a plan to this madness. I'm just glad that when I was young, there was no digital.
Oh, me too. My goodness. I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine, Jess?
No.
Yeah, that would suck.
No.
I'm trying to find. I know I subscribed to the show. And I'm trying to remember, there was one other thing that they talked about that was almost like a sugar daddy thing where Alex hooked up with this guy that he was like 80 years old.
Oh, my God. We're back to him? Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, ugh.
Well, now they're going to be like, everybody's going to be listening. But anyway, why don't we move along to our other piece of something? Do we have anything that's not Call Me Daddy? Oh my gosh. So the lawsuit, S-Town's, the lawsuit was dismissed. That was cool. We talked about it in a few episodes last year that this was brought out from the town itself, that they were just, I guess, standing up for the main dude from S-Town, mm-hmm. saying that he didn't know this was going and like they should have gotten money or he shouldn't be making money off of that. So that was dismissed. That was really great. And I do believe, Jess, you have something up here that says Groupon gifting. Does that yes. go into?
Yeah, it was just if we were going to chit chat about our lives a little bit. So like I always have a hard time this year around this time of year because Scott's birthday is the 7th of June. And then it just dumps right into Father's Day sometimes. You know, it's like 2 weeks later. And so I end up having for the hardest man to shop for in the world, I end up having to do two at one time. So what had happened was she and her sister bought a variety of Groupon excursions that they could go on, not necessarily trips, but like, you know, the bowling alley or the, you know, photo or laser tag or just whatever. They bought a bunch of stuff and then the pandemic happened and they couldn't go. So Groupon gave them back all the money that they had spent so that they could just purchase goods and services. So rather than pick out stuff themselves, the sister decided she was going to send the influencer just random things that she found that she thought her sister would like. And so she was like, so she had a color wheel. And so for the video, she spun the wheel, whatever number came up, she opened that package. And then, you know, and there were like 12 of them, right? So I was like, this is a brilliant idea. So I decided that I was going to buy 10 things for Scott. And then he could pick a number out of a hat and open like half of them on his birthday and half of them on Father's Day. So I did it. I bought him. You wouldn't believe some of the deals. Like, so some of the stuff I don't even know if he's going to like. Like, for example, there's like a little key that I got him. I hope he can't hear. It's like a little
key. You have to talk quiet again. You have to talk quiet so he doesn't hear you.
You stick your finger in a little key and then you can like touch ATM buttons and stuff so he doesn't have to touch anything when he goes out like of the house. I got it. It's like a finger.
That's cool.
But it's made of metal and there's two of them. And then he's really into watches and I found an Invicta watch. It was like a $2,000 watch on sale for $70.
$70. Oh my God. That's crazy.
He's probably going to hate it. I've never successfully picked out a watch for him, but still $70. Who gives a shit if he hates it?
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah, so stuff like that. So I also got him like sweatpants and I got him just the most random shit ever. I don't even know if he'll like it, but like still it's going to be fun to like spin the wheel or pick a number out of a hat and then just pick stuff. Because Groupon, I didn't know they had such cool stuff in there, but they do. They have a lot of cool stuff. And it's
really, I have not gone down the Groupon.
If you go under goods and services, you know, just go under goods, stay away from like coupons and restaurants, you know, because you can also do like, so like one of the things was, I know he loves like flavored popcorn. So one of the things I bought was like a $50 worth of Popcorn Factory for like $25. So I bought it for $25. I got a $50 gift card that I then went on Popcorn Factory and bought him a present that was like twice what it was worth. So does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like, look, shit
now,
like that.
Patrick is like, he's heckling us again.
What did he say?
He says now we sound like the ASMR podcast because...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe we should pop filter and see people to sleep.
We could try it and see how it goes.
Oh my gosh. She podcast puts you to sleep every night.
It's very hard for me to be this quiet for a long period of time. You've been warned.
Yeah, that would be insane for some people. But that's really cool. I will have to think about a little bit. I actually just bought us a generator.
Nice.
For the house. Because refused. We had all kinds of rain happening, right? Mm-hmm. And it like took off everything. Like the internet went down, the lights were about flickering, and I was thinking like, and then we had all the food in the refrigerator, and I was like, Ran, I refuse to have all that food go to crap. Mm-hmm. I refuse it. Like, I do not want it. We need a generator right now. And he was like, well, they're expensive. And I was like, I don't care. Just show me.
Wow.
Give me the thing. Because I don't want it. I don't want that. I don't want to work so hard at shopping with our food, having like pantry stocked, making sure that everything's like great in here in the house, not being able to go to the library or to coffee shops or any of that stuff to get on Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. If we lose power, I lose everything. I lose my ability to function.
Yeah.
And to make money. And it's just like, I was like, I need something to keep the electricity happening if something happens in my vicinity where it takes us out.
Right.
And that happened before. Don't you remember, Jess? I was like here with no power for 5 days.
Yes, I do remember. It was awful.
It was horrific.
I didn't. I couldn't understand why you guys didn't leave, to be honest with you.
We left like on the I finally went into the darn hotel. And the thing is, the electric thing, we had to use the water. Remember? It was like we couldn't even have water because it was fueled by the electric. Anyway, whatevs. All I know is that that's not happening again.
No. Well, yeah, we have a generator. We've only, you know, it's funny because our old house, we used to lose electricity constantly. As soon as we moved here, we got a generator and we've not had to use it one time. I think we used it one time. We ran all around the house setting it up and then the electricity turned on like 5 minutes later. Scott was so pissed.
We get a blip here. And I was in the middle.
Gosh, darn it.
I was in the middle of editing a podcast, and I was about 3/4 of the way done, and I didn't save it for whatever reason. We had a blip in the podcast. I'm like, no. And then when it came back on again, it was all the way at the beginning, and I was like, there was a lot of cursing going on. But yes, I know. But, I mean, even in that situation, you're not going to a generator would work. But it's so funny that, I mean, I understand people have generators and need generators, but. I'm not going to say, I don't want to jinx myself right now, but right now, so far, it's been really good here. I haven't had any problem with the electric.
That's good.
That's right. Look at, see, Cheryl, you're speaking to me, lady. She says it's better to have the generator and not use it than not have it and need it. And I'm telling you, like, we could have used it when we were out of power for like four, whatever. And even now, though, it's like the situation is such that whatever other solutions you might have, if you lose the power, we don't have it. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to be in a position where, I mean, that would suck. That's all I keep saying. I'm like, I'm not willing to be there in mm-hmm. that space. So, and it's kind of portable. It's like kind of neat. It's very like, you know, it could serve us well for all kinds of interesting things. So have we talked enough today?
I think
dude?
We've talked enough today. I hope you guys have
because
listened enough.
Yes, all of you people in there. Do any of you guys in there would like to verbalize something that we could read on the air if you have any thoughts or feelings, all of you here live with us today? And if you want to be live with us every Monday, you're welcome to join us in the She Podcast Super Squad. It's only $5 a month for you guys to watch what we did, what we do behind the scenes all the time.
Amen. So,
amen.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to She Podcast. If you want the show notes and all the juicy articles from today's show, please go to shepodcast.com and check out our show notes. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcast. You can also email us feedback@shepodcast.com. Don't forget to check out Memberful, memberful.com/podcast to figure out how you can easily create your own membership only area for VIPs that want special additions to your podcast. So check that out too. Thank you guys so much again. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.